800-259-9231. It is the Friday night edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. You bring up whatever's on your mind. We're here, by the way, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and grab up the archives. We've got the last 6 days' worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just download them at your convenience. Or actually, you can sign up for the podcast, and we'll send it to you automatically. We are the number one political cultural podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com.
Yay, PodcastAlley.com.
All right.
Which is by far the most respected podcast rating site, I think, out there in the world at the moment.
Yes, they are.
That's PodcastAlley.com. So go to FreeTalkLive.com and grab up some archives. They're on the house, just like everything is at FreeTalkLive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Now then, coming up tonight, we've got an update on the Connecticut situation. We spent an entire show last night, 2 hours, all on the same topic, which is a little unusual for Free Talk Live. We jump around, usually from time to time, from issue to issue. But there were so many calls, so many people who were concerned about what happened yesterday. Of course, in case you missed it, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that governments all over this country can take your property and give it to some other private entity for pretty much any old reason they want to.
Yeah, the case has to do with New London, Connecticut, where about 100 homes in a neighborhood, some of which have been occupied by families for over 100 years,
right,
can now be just bought by the city or forced to be sold to Pfizer Corporation, and right, Pfizer's going to mow them all down and put a factory or something there.
Seven homeowners who are standing up. They're refusing to sell their homes, and they were the ones that went to the Supreme Court. I actually got in touch with one of them today, so we've got somewhat good news to report. That's going to be coming up a little bit later on. But, Torgo, let's start with you tonight. What do you got for us?
Well, it's been a while since I've done something like this, but usually it just seems like for, I'd say, a month to a month and a half, every week I was bringing in stories about schools.
Hmm.
And, you know, government-run schools, and I'm not sure which of these two I want to go with first, so we'll go with the short one and
okay,
see if we've got time for the long one here.
All right, sure.
Minneapolis. So this is, you know, just a nice Midwestern kind of normal area.
Mm-hmm.
Might not sound too strenuous, but some Minneapolis students are taking PE courses online.
Jeez.
What?
How do you take PE online?
Here we go. The school district's lead
Before I open my mouth and start railing against this nonsense.
The school district's lead teacher for physical education and health said her staff was leery of the idea at first. She says, it's kind of an oxymoron to have online PE, but we're going to do it. Online learning offers a way for busy students to shoehorn the state-required academic courses and the electives they want into their schedules. First, the course begins and ends with face-to-face meetings between student and teacher. So you do have to meet your teacher at the beginning of the class and then at the end of the semester.
I've taken courses like this in college, but I've never heard of it at a high school. This is a high school.
Or heard of it for physical education.
For physical education, yeah. Those sessions include testing components of fitness such as strength, flexibility, and endurance. That's done at the beginning of the semester and at the end of the semester.
Do you fail if you've not completed, you know, a certain strength increase or flexibility increase?
I don't know. I mean, that's never been the case in any PE class that I've ever taken.
Not my experience either. I'm just saying, I'm thinking here for
a moment.
I
don't know that they can.
This might be the best PE class I've ever heard of.
It might be, but if that's the case, I don't even know that I'm okay with that, if that's the case. I'm not okay with a class where you're graded on
progress.
Not progress, but actual where you have to go
measurable progress.
Where you have to go through physical changes to pass the class.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, personally, I have a problem with
physical
PE.
Education.
First of all, I don't like the PE requirements in general. And this has nothing to do with me being a fat man.
Because you're gigantic. Of course, you don't like them.
I don't like them.
I never had a problem taking PE classes. I enjoy PE classes. I didn't like the fact that they were required.
I'm with you.
I believe that they should be required, but that would be the school that I sent my kid to.
Right, exactly.
Well, and then we're getting into the whole let's get government out of schools point.
But let's see. Students are also provided with a heart monitor and record its readings and how hard they perceive that they're working, along with other workout notes, in an activity journal. They email their work for each weekly unit to their teachers.
That is great.
So, yeah, according to one of the teachers here, she's like, oh, yeah, I mean, sure, you could just click your mouse and say whatever and pass the class, but why would you do that to yourself?
Because...
That, so, yeah, to answer your question, Manwich, no, there no measurable success is required at all. All you have to do is fill out your online journal every week.
Well, if you think about it, the teacher here is brilliant. I mean, as far as just lazy bureaucrats are concerned, she or he has managed to basically set themselves up to come to school 2 days a year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, they probably have to come to school because it's required by the state government, but now all they have to do is sit in their class and read email instead of having to deal with a bunch of kids, dressing down, coming out, you know, the shower, locker room situations that necessarily develop during the school year.
Fights.
But shower room antics are, you know, some of the best part of being a high school teacher, from what I hear.
It's getting to be that way.
The ones with the two-way mirrors.
Well, you know, whatever.
So there you go. So Minneapolis. I think it's brilliant because I'm with you, Torgo, in that I don't think kids should be forced to take physical education. And also, this is a great way around that. You know, great way for the kids that don't want to participate.
I think that PE offers some of the best learning that kids get in school. They learn how to participate in team sports.
Which is valuable how?
I don't know.
How many high school kids?
That was great. I thought you looked at Ian incredulously, like, how can you not think that's important? But you were doing it while at the same time looking at him going, I have no answer whatsoever. You're like, of course it's important. Because.
It's a lot of fun to play team sports. That's why.
But the kids that want to play team sports will be encouraged to play team sports by their parents and will do it after school in the Little League and the mini football
team.
All
right. We can't dispute that physical education is a good physical prowess is a good part of health. And people that exercise and, you know, are in good shape live longer.
Right. Plus, you know there's no way you could have gotten as far as you have in your career if you hadn't learned how to hit a stick with a ball with a group of other kids. You know, if you hadn't learned how to take turns hitting a stick with a ball with a stick. Either way. See, I don't care. It's useless.
It is. Okay.
Useless.
I learned that hitting a soccer ball with my head really hurts, and I don't understand why it is that people do that. That's what I got out of physical education was just... a total distaste for sports, personally.
I learned how to play cards in a lot of my PE classes. And I kissed a girl.
Ooh, man, maybe it was worthwhile after all. 800-259-9231.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're good at PE, you'll kiss more girls.
Whoop-de-doo. If you have money, you'll kiss more girls.
You know, there are other things you can be good at and kiss more girls, believe me. I'll tell you that from personal experience.
Whatever. What was your favorite sport when you were in high school, man?
When I was in high school?
Yeah.
I always liked to play football.
Football.
Yeah.
Like, did you play tackle football?
Yeah, we played tackle
again, football. Again, as a skin and bones person, I never really quite did understand that. Why do I want to be tackled to the ground
by
in a
larger
fashion?
Football's actually kind of fun. I used to play football
as
well.
It's kind of fun until you get tackled.
It's not bad getting tackled.
Well, you're not me.
I didn't always used to be this big.
Oh, were you this big? I mean, like 110 pounds in high school or whatever?
Not in high school.
120 pounds.
Maybe when I was in second grade.
Exactly. So there you go. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Do you think a online physical education course could actually have any benefit to your kids? 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to get into some serious stuff, because Jeff in Massachusetts wants to talk about the Supreme Court decision yesterday.
Great.
It is definitely a critical issue. We'll get to the update. We'll tell you about what the 7 homeowners who are in question are going to be doing about this. I can tell you this, they're not done fighting, and that's a good thing.
Beautiful.
800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their own their photograph. In fact, some of them actually took the time to take a special photograph.
Just for us.
Exactly.
Those aren't on the website.
To prove that they listen to the show. Actually, in the photos, they're holding up a sign, usually a piece of paper or something, that references the show. So therefore, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are dedicated listeners to Free Talk Live. And we appreciate that, so we show them off on the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, Jeff.
Now, as far as this bill is concerned, this bill is very scary.
What bill?
Which bill are you referring to?
The bill that the Supreme Court passed.
They don't pass bills.
I know they don't. I'm saying that in pun because the Supreme Court is not supposed to pass bills.
Well, there was no bill in question,
yeah,
so that works.
They just made a ruling,
well,
Jeff.
He's
a joke.
Okay.
Exactly. They made a ruling that the government can confiscate private property off of people and distribute it, the private property, to corporations.
Or to other private interests.
They're buddies.
Yeah, technically, if they wanted to, they could come and, you know, buy my property and give it to Manwich.
If Manwich was politically connected enough, yes.
Exactly. And this is the end of our freedom as we know it, because one of the factors that distinguishes a free society is the ownership of private property.
Well, it's actually one of the factors that really distinguished this country from Britain. The point of giving people the right to own private property was to make it so everyone is a sovereign on their own land, in that you own your house and you get to set all the rules for how people are to behave in your house because it's yours. You're the sovereign. But you're not sovereign on your neighbor's property because he's the sovereign there.
Exactly. And you get to keep the fruits of your labor.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is we have too much government today, too much government intrusion. And if you look at the Constitution, it's small. It's so small you can fit it in the back of your pocket. And the fact of the matter is I see a scary trend happening in this country where we're going to become more and more like a fascist nation.
Mm.
Now,
yep.
It's just like George Orwell's 1984. War is peace. I mean, George Bush says we're going over and killing people in Iraq for peace, freedom, which, you know, we're enslaving them. And it's, in this same case, we have private property rights until they take them away.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the only thing we're going to be getting out of this Iraq Middle East adventure is more refugees to bring over to this country.
Well, what we'll be getting is we'll be losing over 2,000 troops by the time everything is said and done. 2,000 of our own, brothers and sisters and sons and daughters. And that's not a good thing either. Jeff, I notice you're in Massachusetts there, of course, just north there of Connecticut. Are you planning on showing up at any protests for this? Are you planning on going to stand in front of the bulldozers with these property owners?
Oh no, because... Because the way I do it is I call up talk shows, mm-hmm. I write letters, and that's it.
Well, everybody has to have a role, and we certainly appreciate that. And if you could maybe write a letter or two to the New London papers, it would probably really be appreciated by those people. Jeff, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Let me get to this Associated Press article here about the situation there. On Bill von Winkle's side of town, word of the Supreme Court decision spread like the news of a passing relative. His cell phone rang incessantly. "Hello?" he answered. "Yeah, we lost. I know. Hard to believe, huh?" No sooner had he hung up the phone than his letter carrier walked by. "Need a hug?" he asked. Von Winkle is one of seven homeowners who learned Thursday that the city's plan to demolish their working-class neighborhood in the name of economic development is constitutional. On the other side of town, city leaders cheered the decision, calling it a victory for cash-strapped cities that want to spur redevelopment. The holdouts in their 15 homes were all that stood in the way of plans to build a hotel, office space, and upscale homes. According to Wesley Horton, who argued the city's attorney, he said, quote, "This case makes New London look good, and you should be proud to live in New London."
I think New London look bad,
yeah.
And they should be ashamed to live in New London.
It looks makes New London look like the home for tyranny, personally. That's how I feel about
it. Yeah, I sort of feel the same way.
Like New London, the High Court was divided on the issue. Five justices sided with the city, saying economic revitalization qualifies as public good, and local officials know best. And by the way, the Constitution does not say public good. It says public use.
Yes, that's what it says.
And
word twisting, not good for the Constitution.
Local officials know best when to use their eminent domain power for the community's benefit. Yes, those bureaucrats, they've been blessed with the infinite knowledge of how to plan cities. They're so brilliant.
That's right.
So smart.
They know better than us.
We should just let them control our whole lives. Why don't we just let them micromanage everything? Why don't they just tell us what we should do for a living? You know, tell us how many kids we should have.
They obviously know everything.
Well, they already tell us the food pyramid, what we should eat during the day, and how much exercise we should get.
Yeah, but that's not mandatory. That's
not
a
mandatory
suggestion. We're paying taxes so they can make suggestions to us there, which I'm against that as well. But what if they were to force that upon us? They're forcing their property preferences on us. So the U.S. Supreme Court, according to Richard Breyer, who owns two of the rental properties in this once vibrant immigrant neighborhood that has largely been reduced to swaths of grass, he says the U.S. Supreme Court destroyed everybody's lives today. Everybody who owns a home. The fight over the neighborhood known as Fort Trumbull has been raging for years. Most homeowners sold, making way for wrecking crews. But seven families stubbornly refused to sell. Von Winkle said, quote, I spent all the money I had to buy these properties. They were not inherited. They were not a gift. I sold sandwiches to buy these properties. It took me 21 years. Officials said
the American success story.
Yeah. Well, until now.
Until the Supreme Court gets a hold of him.
Representative.
Yay, supporting the American dream, Supreme Court.
By the way, I spoke to Mr. Von Winkle today as well. Mm-hmm. He told me that, again, he has three houses, and the amount that the city is offering for the total of all three houses, he couldn't go buy one house for.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. It's reprehensible.
That's how low their offers are.
Of course. Now they've got a Supreme Court ruling on their side. They're not going to come in high.
Yep. So, get this. I just love the quotes from these bureaucrats. Representative Ernest Hewitt. You're going to love this one.
The quote, representative?
Yeah. Quote, it was the worst decision that I've ever had to make in my life, but I am charged with doing what's best for the 26,000 people that live in New London. That, to me, was enacting the eminent domain process designed to revitalize a city that's only 6.5 square miles with nowhere to go. He's a hero.
No.
It was a tough decision, but he is such. He's so heroic for this, revitalizing this city.
This bureaucrat should give his house to, he's not a bureaucrat, actually, by definition. He should give his,
elected jerk.
This elected jerk should give his house to, Mr. Van Winkle. So that Mr. Van Winkle has a place to live.
Right, since it was such a hard decision.
Yeah, it's a tough decision.
He should at least open up a part of his house so he can come live there. Nothing changes. Von Winkle said that nothing changes. We've got new suits for them. I'm not going anywhere. We're meeting with the attorneys on Wednesday, and I'm sure that we'll come up with something. New London City Manager...
They must be breaking these people. Can you imagine how much money it costs for these attorneys?
New London City Manager... Hopefully... Well, it's the Institute of Justice, and they are they're a libertarian organization. They take contributions, so I'm sure that they're not paying very much, if anything, for the consultation. Well, the city manager says that he doesn't expect a showdown between bulldozers and residents, but maybe there will be one. We're coming back with more. It's your show, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section. You go and sign up. We'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to tell you about the show. We'll clue you in. You'll be one of the first people to know about it at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
We're talking about an update, a slight update to the Supreme Court situation. Supreme Court yesterday came down 5-4 in favor of the government, in allowing the government to take your property, and all they have to do is basically say, well, we want to build a mall here. That'll get us more tax dollars, and that's for the public good.
You know, I just didn't think it was that way. I didn't think it was that way in the United States, that the Supreme Court
that
would,
this could happen?
I can't believe anybody can interpret the Constitution that way.
It's disgusting.
To me, it's disgusting. These people are just evil.
Yeah.
They're just bad.
Well, so we're reading from the Associated Press. They interviewed a couple of the homeowners. Von Winkle is one of the gentlemen. Bill Von Winkle says, nothing changes. I'm not going anywhere. We've got new suits for them. They're going to meet with their attorneys on Wednesday, and they're going to come up with something. I spoke with William Von Winkle today via phone to let him know that we're with him. I mean, I let him know that Free Talk Live is behind them. If they need any sort of coverage, if they need anything to get out there,
right,
to get in touch with this show. Of course, I also suggest that he call his local talk stations there, because if we could get Free Talk Live on in New London, it'd be huge. It'd be huge for their side. We could rally more people to their location on the day the bulldozers are going to be present. And in fact, I presented him with the idea that one of our listeners came up with last night about placing American flags in the ground around these different property owners' mm-hmm. homes, like hundreds of American flags in the ground, so therefore when the bulldozers are there, they would either have to bulldoze over them or take the time to actually physically remove each of the American flags. Either way, it would be quite a visual,
mm-hmm.
you know, quite a symbolic statement. And he said that as far as he knew, all seven of the homeowners would be all for that idea. All seven of them. Not, you know, three of the seven aren't going to bail out and sell their homes at this point. They're all standing firm on this, and they are all going to fight this to the.
Do you imagine what this neighborhood must look like with all these houses gone, except for these seven?
I don't know.
It must be. It's gonna be interesting.
I don't know. I think symbolism's kind of weak.
Well, it's not. It's not weak if it gets you press attention.
Okay,
that would be the idea.
Yeah. I see. I know a lot of people who do symbolic things just for symbolism's sake, just for themselves. They're
sure.
Just like, it means
it
something.
It means something to me, man. No, this would be for the cameras to take pictures of, for international press to get a hold of, that sort of thing.
Then I guess it's okay.
Let's see. Richard Brown, city mayor, says he knows there'll be more lawsuits over the project or the money, but he said the land fight is over. He doesn't expect a showdown between bulldozers and residents. Well, Mr. Brown, you may have another thing coming.
That's right. Bill Von Winkle's got some RPG launchers.
No. They're not going to be fighting with physical violence, hopefully. I mean, unless the government wants to use violence on them, then they might have to defend themselves. But I think they absolutely are willing to have a showdown between bulldozers and residents, and only time will tell. Of course, we support them in that. The Supreme Court decision according to the bureaucrat, effectively ends the eminent domain process. So he thinks he's all done. He's just, you know, wiping his hands off. He's got the, you know, he's throwing
in
the
towel.
Yay, we
win.
Right.
Yay for tyranny.
Right. Oh, get this. You want to talk about yay for tyranny? Here is what the state representative had to say. He says, "My heart goes out to the people that have to move. Because, you know, I don't have to."
Right.
And he also says, "Now I've been validated to know that we did the right thing. This is awesome."
What an evil man.
Can you believe that? What a scumbag, Mr. Representative Ernest Hewitt from New London.
Ugh.
You worthless piece of trash.
He is a piece of trash.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. Chris, yep.
Go ahead,
Chris in Louisiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
How's it going, guys?
Chris,
hey, good.
Good. What's on your mind?
The retarded war on drugs is on my mind. I just read an article on the Boston Herald website that I think you guys may enjoy.
Okay.
The title is called, "A $47,000 Money Bag Will Make Anyone's Butt Look Big."
Hmm.
A Quincy woman carrying $46,950 in cash through the Logan International Airport claims that she was on the way to see a Texas plastic surgeon when federal drug agents seized the money she planned to use for procedure in her buttocks and breasts.
Uh-huh.
Chris, that was the best Manwich voice I have ever heard.
Manwich well prepared. Well done. So they busted a woman with how much was it? $50,000?
$46,000? Just about.
$46,950.
$47,000 in cash, and she foolishly attempted to take it through the airport. Of course, she's presumably innocent, right? I mean,
it's her money.
She didn't know better. She's probably been saving. It's probably her life savings. She wanted to go and get some implants or some cosmetic surgery done. And now what's happened? What's happened as a result of this? Did she get her money back yet?
She was... The money was taken on February 3rd,
huh?
And I guess they're just getting around to filing a suit with the DEA now, but...
The DEA was involved?
Yes.
Right. The DEA seized her money at the airport. And,
so the TSA called the DEA in?
That's what it sounds like, and basically they're thinking because she's been unfairly targeted because her passport shows she was born in the Dominican Republic and became a U.S. citizen in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So they automatically assumed it was drug money because, well, she's brown.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow. You know, sounds about right.
Ridiculous. It's crazy. You can't have cash, you know?
Why do they even bother with cash anymore? Why don't they just take it out of society altogether? Then you know that's what they want to do. They haven't gotten around to it yet, though.
One of the favorite quotes out of here said, this is a direct quote from the woman, Ileana Valdez, and she said, "The agent looked at my buttocks and told me that I do not need an operation."
You don't need an operation.
Well, it must have made her feel sort of nice as she was getting her life savings taken from her
and
several months ago.
They forced her to take off her clothes in front of a male agent
right.
to show her rear end.
Really?
And, she refused, but let a female officer examine her.
Just in case she had an extra stack of cash shoved up there? Or something like that?
I guess so. It's just ridiculous.
So she's suing the DEA now?
That's what it looks like.
Good luck.
Filed a claim against the DEA yesterday demanding return of the cash.
Yeah, right. Like that's never going to happen.
They don't want to give that back.
How much is she paying for the lawyer?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, that's not ever cheap. Most lawyers aren't going to work that kind of a case for free.
And the DEA sure isn't going to give her interest.
No doubt about it.
No money for her money spent, no extra money for the money spent on the lawyer, nothing like that, I'm sure.
So sad. Chris, we appreciate you bringing that to our attention, man. Anything else on your mind?
No. You guys have a great show.
Thanks, dude. We're glad you're listening. 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. I wonder how much cash it would take to trigger that sort of a response. If you went in with $2,000 in 20s, would that freak them out, and would they take that from you?
That's a good question. You know what I would do is I would take prescription medication. You know, if I were prescribed some sort of medication, let's say it's an antibiotic or something like that, I would get very small little plastic bags with some sort of a design on them so they all match so they look like they're a theme and put one pill in each bag. And that's how I would carry my prescription drugs with me.
That sounds, risky.
you realize that if you have things in little plastic baggies, that's like an automatic dealing charge, right?
Right, exactly. And then they'll be like, what is this? I'd show, you know, I'd have my prescription. Just be like, I like to pre-portion them so that way I know how many I've got left. It's easier for me to keep track. If I have an empty bag, I know I've taken my pill today.
It's too bad you don't have any prescriptions because we could try that out when we go to the Pork Fest. If we go to the Pork Fest.
I would definitely do it.
1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Since Chris brought it up, we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the crazy antics the TSA's been up to, including confiscating somebody's car keys.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Man with
the Friday Night Edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whether it's a political issue, personal problem, even something pop culture related. Anything goes. You can also email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. We're really backed up on the emails, so don't expect your stuff to get read within the next day or two, because... man, people have been throwing us emails all week long. We don't guarantee we will read them at all, but it could happen. FTL@freetalklive.com. So, we were talking about the TSA a moment ago. We had Chris call in and clue us into a story about a woman who took about $47,000 in what allegedly was her personal savings in order to, I guess, go down to Texas or something like that and have herself a little plastic surgery done.
Oh, okay.
Which women tend to do.
They like
men
to.
Men do it, too.
Well, yeah, men do it, too, I guess. But women tend to, you know.
They're probably the larger customers of plastic surgery.
Absolutely. Well, apparently she saved up all this money for however long it took, and then the loving TSA decided that she might be up to no good. And they called the DEA in to investigate. Well, actually, they called the DEA in to just take her money, because that's what they ended up doing. They took the woman's money. I don't think she was arrested. Doesn't sound like she was.
No.
They just took her money.
You can't have this. Goodbye.
We don't know where this money came from, so we'll just take this. Enjoy your flight.
Yeah, enjoy your trip, right. And now, 4 months later, she's finally filing a lawsuit against the DEA, as though that's going to have any effect. Because fighting these drug agencies is just a nightmare. They get to take all your property, they get to take all your money, and then you have to pay for a lawyer in order to try and get it back?
Attempt, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's all it is. It's just it's a shot in the dark. Well, here's what the else.
So she's just supposed to roll over and take it, I guess.
And yeah, and this is kind of like, this is another.
The DEA is out of control.
They really are.
We just need to put a stop to it.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. They're nothing more
drug
than.
Drug enforcement should be done by the states.
The DEA knows. Well, drug enforcement doesn't need to be done at all.
I agree, but at the very least, it should be a state issue. There shouldn't be a federal organization that does.
Certainly. The only people who could possibly agree with the DEA being in existence would be someone who's totally ignorant about drugs and just believes everything they've been told by the government over the years.
Okay. There are lots of people who are like that, though.
Are there really? Because we ask for them all the time. I mean, if people like that are listening to this show, we want to hear from them at 800-259-9231.
I mean, I know some. I've worked with some.
Yeah.
I'm related to a few.
Get
one
of them to call in some night, because I'd love to talk to one of them and try to understand them. Just try to maybe enlighten them a little bit to the fact that they've been lied to for years by these people.
I don't know how well they'd take that.
Yeah, well, whatever. Too bad for them. All right, so here's what else is going on in the airports. The TSA, it's kind of like just this bizarre other world as far as compared to America, which is supposed to be this free nation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you step into an airport, it's like walking into a third world country, apparently. I mean, because there's all kinds of security around.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Orders being shouted at passengers.
That's how it happened when I was coming back from Puerto Rico.
Well, here's some more from a bizarro world. After passing through security at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport recently, Nathan Rowe noticed something odd. Stuffed animal puppets, actually, affixed to two electronic wands used for body scans on passengers chosen for more intensive secondary screening.
Puppets.
Yes, they told me that they wanted the covered. They use the covered wands to screen young children. They said it makes the child feel a little bit more relaxed during the process. So if you just cover up the tyranny with a little bit of, Big Bird or Mickey Mouse, everything's just fine.
Huh. That would be great if you just found a way to rule the world with puppets.
Screeners at Minneapolis are using their heads, Mr. Rowe decided. Mr. Rowe, a 31-year-old Minneapolis lawyer, has a fairly straightforward approach to evaluating the airport security procedures. He says, I'll give praise where it's due, but not where it's not. Praise is due to the screeners in Minnesota, he said, but not to the screeners in Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, who recently confiscated his car key as a prohibited item.
Mm.
He says, I'm leaving Dallas on a Sunday, and at security, it's the usual stuff. Shoes off, laptop out. My carry-on bag goes through the x-ray machine, and I hear the infamous bag check.
Aha. Uh-huh. Wait, did you say he's a lawyer?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He's probably got a car with some sort of a computerized key, like a Mercedes or something like that, where he's got an electronic key for his car, and that sets something off in the bag.
Well, here we go, he thought. A screener says, sir, is this your bag? And I say, yeah, I need a private room, and I need a private room if you're going to go through it, he recalled telling the screener. Mr. Rowe explained, as an attorney, I carry documents, and because of the nature of what I do intellectual property law. Opening them up in a public place could have repercussions for myself or my clients. He was told private rooms were for personal screening, not for screening bags. That was not the case in Minneapolis on the rare occasions when Mr. Rowe asked said he was randomly selected for secondary screening. In Minneapolis, if you ask, they always give you a private room, and they're nice about it. At the Dallas checkpoint, the contents of his bag were dumped onto the table. They then pulled out my car key.
Rifle through the crap.
What is this? An inspector asked.
What is this?
My car key? Mr. Rowe drives an Audi.
Yes. Audis now come with stylish ignition keys designed to house the key inside a holder, preventing rips and wear on pocket liners.
I've seen
one of these things.
Yeah, me too.
You push a button and the key, there's like a little key fob thing. You push a button, the actual key part pops out.
Yes, they're so stylish that they sell them for just about every type of car now, and you can get them, you know.
For a little bit extra?
Not necessarily at the dealer. But on eBay, you can go look up your car, and for instance, there's one on my Celica. I'm thinking about getting one for my Celica.
So right. Mr. Rowe then demonstrated the key to prove that it was a key to the security screener, and at that point, well, guess what they considered it?
Switchblade.
Yeah. The
idiots.
Car key.
Dolts.
Dollars. We're coming up, 800-259-9231, and he hasn't gotten it back. We'll tell you what
those
it costs.
Those things ain't cheap either.
Yeah, we'll tell you what it costs coming up, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. The TSA, keeping you safe.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Bring up anything. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
That's right. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can help us amp the show. We've actually come up with a way to allow, well, to actually cut down the amount of time that we spend playing commercials on this show.
It's sheer genius.
Yeah, we want to cut it by 25%, at least. And you could help us out. We're looking for $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. Mm-hmm. If you can't afford it, don't do it. You know, keep listening to the show for free. Not a problem. But if you'd like to hear less commercials, and obviously if you don't
pony up than other people do, then you're still going to benefit. So,
sure.
If you can't afford it, again, don't be concerned. But well, amp.freetalklive.com is where you need to go.
It's a great way to empower the listener. You know, if we went out and sold all of our commercial avails, it would just be 16 commercials an hour.
Yep.
But here, the biggest complaint 16 about...
16 minutes an hour.
Yeah, excuse me, right. 16 minutes an hour. The biggest complaint about talk radio is too many commercials.
So that's the biggest complaint about commercial radio, period, music or talk.
Yep.
There's too much time spent on commercials.
So this allows the listener to buy those spots that would normally be available to businesses and say, okay, I'm buying that time and you guys are going to talk.
Yeah, because we want to hear more Free Talk Live. That's
and we want to talk.
Yep, at amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you for checking that out. Anyway, back to the TSA situation. This poor guy, well, I don't know if he's a poor guy. He's a lawyer, so he's probably doing all right. Intellectual property lawyer on top of that. But anyway, he was going through security at the TSA, and they were doing the usual thing with taking the shoes off, the usual violations of your privacy. And then they found what looked like something suspicious.
What is this little black
device? And
they
said, what is this?
What is this?
And he said, well, that's my car key. And then he...
Nine!
he then showed them how it worked, because it's one of those flip-out keys where you press the button and... Click, the little key flips out.
Yeah.
And then at that point, well...
Can you believe this is Jack Ball's first time seeing one of these things?
Yeah. Well, now, apparently...
He's airport security in Texas. I can believe it.
Yeah, you paid much.
As he demonstrated the key, Mr. Rowe could see the word forming in the minds of the screeners, now three, on his case. Oh, three screeners were on his case at that point. It was a switchblade. Now the bells are ringing, he
said.
Wait,
it's a switch key, not a switchblade.
He said,
"Wait here."
After running the key through the X-ray machine three times, the security committee reached a conclusion.
Well, sir, that's a switchblade style, and that is a prohibited item. Show us your papers.
Well, they didn't say that last time. But the first part was exactly what they said.
I see that.
Russian German guy.
Yeah. They said, we're going to have to confiscate that.
Apparently Arnold has stepped up and is now...
They're from Prague.
Paperwork was required. He had to give him his driver's license, other identification papers. And, of course, he didn't have his car keys. It cost him $300 to replace the key at the dealer, who must add a computer code in for a specific car.
Somebody should kick these guys in the nuts.
Of course, he was carrying his house key at the time. In comparison with the flat Audi key, the house key looks like a saw blade, said Mr. Rao, who first described the incident anonymously on FlyerTalk.com, which is a frequent flyer forum. And the TSA says that they're just trying to protect people.
Those flip-out keys don't even have any sharp edges like a regular key does. They're flat on all sides.
Yes.
But they flip out, and that's scary. She makes a little click noise.
That'd be like if I had a switch ruler. I guess I could use that as a...
threatening weapon.
This is a detonator, isn't it? We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. This is your show. 800-259-9230.